Okay, we're going to finish off the sugya Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach today with a very, very fascinating discussion, as we're soon going to see. If you remember yesterday, we were talking about why is it that a Kohen Gadol cannot sit on the Beis Din in the cases of Ibur Chodesh. And we said, because he's got a vested interest, which, by the way, is a very, very important point for us to realize. That you see over here, that even the greatest person with even the smallest vested interest is disqualified from being a Dayan. And that's always the rule. There's a famous Gemara in Ksubas that talks about all different stories of how Dayanim disqualified themselves from being a Dayan on the Beis Din because of some vague interest or association with the person that was standing up for trial in the Beis Din. So if you have any type of negius, any type of bias, then you are out. So here we had a bias. What was the bias? His agenda was, he knows full well, the Kohen Gadol, that he has to tovel in the mikveh several times on Yom Kippur. Five times, in addition to another 10 times, he has to wash his hands and feet. And if the weather is cold, then it's going to be very difficult for him. For that reason, he has an agenda, as it were, to make sure that there is no leap year. Why does he not want it to be a leap year? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is supposed to be in the month of Tishri. And if you have a leap year and you push everything off by 1 month, then essentially you're going to have the cold Cheshvan weather in Tishri. And he does not want the cold Cheshvan weather in Tishri. That's the Gemara that we saw yesterday. Now, the Gemara has a very fascinating discussion coming up now. Is there bichlal, just by way of introduction, is there a possibility to suggest the following? We know that Tishri has a certain type of weather. Cheshvan has a different type of weather that we all know. And that is exactly the Kohen Gadol's concern. Tishri is relatively warmer weather. Cheshvan is relatively colder weather. If you push off Yom Kippur, you're going to end up having Yom Kippur as it were in Cheshvan. But actually, that's not true. Yom Kippur is never in Cheshvan. Yom Kippur will always be in Tishri. So what's the concern? Yes, we are calling it Tishri, but essentially you're a month later on in the year. And if you're a month later on in the year, why? Because you've made it a leap year. So essentially you are now enduring Cheshvan weather. This is Cheshvan weather which is occurring in the month that we have decided to call Tishri based on the fact that it's a leap year. So the discussion of the Gemara is there bichlal a possibility of raising that maybe the weather is determined by the month? And in the event that we make a leap year, such that Tishri is pushed off, maybe the weather would change accordingly. Such that in theory, the Kohen Gadol would have nothing to fear. Even if we make it a leap year and we push off all the months by 1 month, such that Yom Kippur, which albeit in Tishri is a month later, maybe that will not alter the weather. Maybe the weather is determined by the name of the month. Now, we definitely have a precedent for this. We definitely have a precedent that Chazal, when they kaveya the months, that dictates the reality. As a very famous example, everybody knows this, we have a difference between a three-year-old girl, a basula, and an older girl. A basula, a virgin, has a halachic status. For example, she can marry a Kohen Gadol. And if she's not a Basula, she cannot marry a Kohen Gadol. The facts on the ground are, Chazal teach us, that if a two-year-old girl, for example, lost her basulin, they will grow back. Such that as long as she has not reached her third birthday, if ever she has lost her basulin for whatever reason, nonetheless, that piece of skin will grow back. If, however, she loses her basulin after her third birthday, it will not grow back. So Chazal very famously teach us what would be in the following scenario. It's Chodesh Adar, and it's not a leap year. And this girl has lost her basulin. Chazal, all of us, and therefore she's turned three, it's just now become her third birthday, well then the basulin are not going to grow back. But if the Beis Din decide to make it at a Shana Me'uberes, such that it turns out that all of a sudden, actually, she's not three after all, guess what? The Basulim will grow back. Which means the Metzias, the reality, is dictated by the affixing of the months. And once Chazal, the Beis Din, fixed the months, that then confirms the reality. And therefore, is there a possibility, we're asking this as a question, that the weather should be determined by the month? Now, clearly, the concern of the Kohen Gadol by pushing off Yom Kippur clearly teaches us the opposite. It clearly teaches us that what? That the weather is not dictated by the month. Rather, the weather is dictated by the time of year it happens to be in. If it's later on in the year, then it's cold weather. You can call it Tishri, you can call it whatever you like. And that is what the Gemara is discussing. Because we seem to have evidence, although the Gemara is eventually going to refute this evidence, but it would seem to be that we have evidence that dictates that once you determine which month it is, that then determines the weather. And that's going to be the question with regard to the Kohen Gadol. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
I don't even understand how this can be a question. Why do you need to speculate? You look at history and you see every single time Chazal makes a Shana Me'uberes, the weather changes. If the weather doesn't change, then that's it. Why do we need to speculate about what would happen if we've been doing Shana Me'uberes for thousands of years?
Good question. So have a look at the Gemara. Have a look at the Gemara. Omer of Popper. The last words on the line, Omer of Popper. Said Rav Popper, first word on the line now, Shma Mino. So I hear from this Kohen Gadol discussion that Shato, which means the year, the weather of the year, Boso Yarcha Ozil. What does that mean, Boso Yarcha? Would literally translated, it follows the months. What does it mean, it follows the months? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Omer of Papa, Shma Mino, Meho Dektoni. From that which we learned, the Loikoyen Godel de Ibur Shana, quote unquote. From that which we've been told that a Kohen Gadol is disqualified from paskening shilos of an Ibur Shana, we see that Shato, which is the year Bosa Yarcha Ozna Acha, Yerochim Horuim Liois Imloi Nisabro. It seems to follow the months that ru'uyim liyos, that in theory it would be if you would not make it a Shana Me'uberes. The key word is there, ru'uyim. Meaning, when you now make a Shana Me'uberes, so when is Yom Kippur? Well, obviously Yom Kippur will be in Tishri. Yom Kippur is always in Tishri. But it's ro'u, it was really supposed to be cheshvan, had we not make it into a Shana U'Beres? So, is the weather following what the month is? Or is the weather following what the month in theory should have been? So I learned from the Kohen Gadol story that what? That the weather is not following what the month is at the end of the day, but rather it's following what the month should have been had we not made it to Shana U'Beres. And had we not made it to Shana U'Beres, which month would this have been? It would have been Cheshvan. And Cheshvan is cold. So the fact that we happen to tamper with the months and we call it Tishri will not change anything, won't suddenly become warmer. Rather, the weather follows the month that it would in theory have been had we not made it a Shana U'Beres. Again, see that Rashi? Shoto boso yarche azla. Achar yerochim. It's after the months horu'uyim liyos that were going to be imloy nisabro. Had we not made it a Shana U'Beres, hoylech koir v'choim. That's what the koir, the cold and the choim and the warmth follow. Shel Shana, of the year. So if you want to know the weather for the year, it does not follow the month that it is. It follows the month that it could in theory have been. And therefore, says Rashi, V'tzino, therefore the cold weather, Horu'uya, underline again, Horu'uya b'mar cheshvan, the cold weather which would have been the month of Cheshvan, it's going to turn out not to be Cheshvan. Havya b'tishri, that cold weather that would have been in Cheshvan will now end up being in Tishri, kesher mis'aberes, when the year becomes mu'uberes. So this is Rapapa's big conclusion. We do not apparently say that once we've tampered with the months and we're calling this Tishri, well, then we're going to have Tishri weather. No. I don't look at what it is. I look at what it could have been. It could and should have been Cheshvan. That's what we call Ra'u. It was Ra'u to be Cheshvan, and Cheshvan has cold weather. The fact that you're now calling it something else, Tishri, because you happen to make it a Shana U'Beres, will not change the weather. This is Rav Popper's conclusion based on the Kohen Gadol story. Because otherwise, why is the Kohen Gadol concerned? If we make a Shana U'Beres and we're going to call this month Tishri, then surely we'll have Tishri weather. So if I tell you that the Kohen Gadol is very worried, it must be that we will not have Tishri weather and we will have Cheshvan weather. In other words, the weather is following the month that it should have been. Now, why is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? So the Gemara now explains. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? But we seem to have a proof otherwise. We seem to have a proof that actually the weather follows the month that it is in practice, and not the month that it was going to be in theory. Where from? Eini v'ha hanach gimel roye bokar. There was once upon a time three bokar cattle shepherds. Dahava kaimi, they were all standing around in the sodeh, in the field. V'shamino rabbanon. And the Rabbonon overheard the following conversation. Now, obviously, shepherds are a great expert in the weather because they live outdoors. When I was growing up, we were always told a red sky at night is a shepherd's delight. A red sky in the morning is the shepherd's warning. Now, Rabbi Yosef, have you ever heard that in England?
Yes, indeed, indeed. Indeed.
Right. So in other words, the shepherds, they know all about the weather based on the clouds, etc., etc., etc. So the Rabbonon, as we'll soon see, meaning the Sanhedrin, happened to overhear the conversation going on between three of these shepherds. And they said as follows. The Ka'omri, that they were talking, Chad Omar, one of them said as follows. Im Now, Rabbi Yosef, we're going to need some technical translation over here. Im bochir velokish kechoder yinots dein hu ador veim lav les dein ador. They were commenting on the speed with which various crop become ripe. Now, apparently, if you look at Rashi immediately. In Bechir Belokish, Kechada Yinatz Deinu Ador. Says Rashi, in Yehe Choim Bekarka. If the floor, the karka, the land, the ground is warm, the Yitzmach Zera HaBechir V'Ho'afelo Yachad, and the various types of grain will all grow together because it's good, solid, warm weather. Chitin shenizru b'rosh hachodesh v'hasa'orin shenizru achshav. Then dein hu ador, then it must be ador. V'im lav, and if the weather is not warm, Din Ador, then it's not Ador, Elo Shavat. Now, we know Shavat, obviously, is further back in the winter, so it's colder weather. Ador is later on in the winter, it's almost summer, it's warmer weather. So what was one shepherd saying to the other? The shepherd was saying, if the ground is warm, such that the crop grows well, that which was planted recently, that which was planted not so recently, but if we see that there's warm weather, it must be Adar and it cannot be Shvat. And if, however, it's not warm weather, well, then it must be Shvat. Now, what does that show me? What does that story, we're still in the middle of the story, but what does that story show me? Doesn't that demonstrate that the weather is determined by the month that it is in practice and not by the month that it is in theory? Why? Because if the weather is warm, what do they say? Oh, it must be Adar. How do you know? Maybe really it's Shvat, and they made it to Shana Mu'uberes. So it was Ra'u to be Adar. So obviously you're going to have warmer weather earlier on in the year. Just like the Kohen Gadol was worried about colder weather, as it were, earlier on in the year. At the other end of the scale, Shvat Adar. If you make a Shana Mu'uberes, what does that mean? That it's not yet Adar. What is it? It's Shvat. But we all know that in theory it should have been Adar. So of course there's warm weather. So how could this shepherd say, ah, well, if it's warm weather, it's a siman, it must be Adar. And if it's cold weather, it must be Shvat. How do they know that? Maybe really it was Shvat. And the reason why it was warm weather was because they made it to Shana Mu'uberes, and this Shvat really, in theory, should have been Adar. That was one conversation. Carry on. That's what the first shepherd said. The second shepherd said, in similar vein, V'chad Omar, first word on the line, Omar. V'chad Omar, another one of the shepherds said, in similar vein, but he had a different way of measuring it, as it were, Im Toir. Toir is an ox, like a shor. Bitzfar, Bateleg, Yomus. If Bitzar, what does Tzfar mean? Tzfar is the morning. Safra is the morning. If the ox in the morning, Beteleg, Teleg I think is snow. If in the morning it is such freezing cold weather that basically the ox basically almost dies of frostbite, Yomus, and ubatiara, and in the afternoon, bottle te'eno yidmoich Yishlach Moshe. And in the afternoon, however, the warmth is stepped up. And the ox, that same ox who was almost dying of frostbite in the morning, is now enjoying the warmth and is taking shade from the te'enot. Te'enot is a fig tree. Not only is he taking shade, he almost, as it were, wants to remove his skin because of the heat. Then that is a sign of, it must be, said that shepherd, Dein hu Adar, it must be Adar. Vavimlav leistin Adar. So again, he was not looking at it like the first shepherd as, is the ground warm with regard to the produce growing? But it's a similar type of sentiment. If the weather, albeit very cold in the morning, but it's very hot in the afternoon, it's so hot in the afternoon that the shoei wants to seek shade and wants to rip off its skin, oh, then it must be Adar. But if it doesn't get so hot, well, then it must be Shvat. Well, that's exactly parallel to the first shepherd. And what does that clearly indicate once again? That the weather seems to follow the month that it is in practice. Otherwise, once again, why was the shepherd saying that it must be Adar? Oh, maybe not. Maybe it's really Shvat, but it's still very hot weather because they made it to Shana Mugbaris. Look at Rashi. Im toir betzfar beteleg yomos im baboiker. If in the morning yehei toir chazok, the cold is very, very strong. Ad sheyehei hashoir, until such point that the ox is korov lomos, is on the verge of death, as it were, machmasatzina, because of the cold. That's what happens in the morning. But ubatiaro, says Rashi, ubatsoharayim, in the afternoon, yigdal koyach hachoim, the koyach of the warmth grows, ad sheyehei hashoir meitzel, until the shoir seeks shade. Betzael, in the shadow and the shade of hate'ena machmas achoim, he wants to seek shade underneath the fig tree because of the heat. Not only that, the yishlach moshe, the yafshit oiroi, and he wants to, as it were, remove his skin. What does that mean, remove his skin? Kloima, yishachich b'teino, he rubs himself on the fig tree, machmas achoim. So again, this was just another measuring stick of warmth. And what did the shepherd say? If it becomes, it's very cold in the morning, but if it becomes that hot in the afternoon that the shoyer is seeking shade and wants to rub himself to try and relieve himself of the warmth, well, then it must be Adar. Carry on the Gemara. Now the third one. V'chad Omar, and now the third shepherd, again, all in similar vein, he just had a different way of measuring it. Im kidum takif lechoda yehe yipach beloyech nofik lekiblei. Dein hu Adar v'imlav leis din Adar. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Im kidum takif, etc. Im kvar poshash koyach hachoyre kolkach. Poshash means weakened. If the koyach of the winter, the biting winds of the winter, have become weakened so much, kolkach, shekesh yehei ruach mizrochis chazoka ma'od, such that when the easterly wind comes and is very strong, v'hi mevia tsino, and that brings cold, v'ato menashev b'ficho, and you blow with your mouth, v'yotze likroso, v'nefichosoch koshe min haruach, and your blowing is, as it were, stronger than the wind, umamachmosa, and warms it up. In other words, every person has natural warmth in their mouth. So now, when the cold wind arrives from the east, from the Mizrach, there's a cold wind. How cold is that wind? Well, obviously in the winter, very cold in Shvat, and in Adar, not so cold. The difference being, if it's an absolutely freezing, biting wind, and you breathe out with your mouth, it's not going to help much. Because even though you are emitting warmth from your mouth, but that's totally eclipsed by the biting, freezing cold wind of Shvat. And that's what he was saying. If I notice that when I breathe out, it feels quite warm, so what does that indicate? That clearly the wind is not so cold. So it can't be Shvat and it must be Ador. The Imlav, says Rashi on the second wide line. But if not, meaning I'm unable to warm up the air, so it must be that Yesh Sino Chazaka. It must be that there's very, very strong cold wind. Then Leis Dein Adar Shvat. Well, then it won't be Adar, it's Shvat. So here you have three shepherds, all basically saying the same thing. And what is that? That based on the weather, that will determine the month. And that lechoira contradicts. Carry on the Gemara. Look at how the Gemara how it finished the story. Ve'ibruah rabbanon lahishato. And based on this conversation, the rabbanon who overheard the conversation were ma'aber the year. They made it a shana mu'uberes. So they use this litmus test of the shepherds, the weather, to determine the month. In other words, the weather has to be compatible with the month. And that does not fit in with what we said before, because what did we say before? Before we said the weather doesn't follow the month. What does the weather follow? It follows what the month in theory could have been. But there's no compatibility between what the weather is and what the month is at the end of the day. And yet I see in this story otherwise. I see that Chazal were koveya. They made this into a Shana Me'uberes based on the weather. In other words, the weather has to be compatible with the month. Look at Rashi. Ve'ibruha rabbonon v'asuhu k'shvat. They made it as if it is Shvat. Shekavu Ador Hasheni Achrov. They said, right, after this Ador, there's going to be another Ador, which basically means, therefore, the first Ador, for all intents and purposes, is becoming Shvat. In other words, they must have noticed that the weather is fairly cold. Oh, if it's cold, what did the shepherd say? If it's cold, it's going to be Shvat. If it's warm, it could be Ador. So Chazal, the Rabbanon noticed that, they overheard that conversation, and based on that, what do? They noticed it was cold weather. Oh, if it's cold weather, that's got to be for Shvat. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're making it a Shana Me'uberes. So it's not really Adar now, it's Shvat. So what do we see, says Rashi? Alma. So I see from over here that Shata. Bosar ibura ozil. I see that the month has to follow the weather. Veloi noaga chaim de Nisan ba'adar. And I cannot possibly have the warmth of Nisan in Adar. That can't be. Elo minag Adar ba'adar sheni. Adar's got to be in Adar. I see that the weather's got to be compatible with the month. That lechoira is apparent from this story. It would seem to be that the Rabbanon determined that this year should be a Shana Me'uberes based on whether the weather will be compatible for that month. And if that's the case, then we don't understand the whole Kohen Gadol concern. Why was the Kohen Gadol concerned? That if they make a Shana Me'uberes, then Rosh Yom Kippur is going to end up in cold weather because it's basically in theory Cheshvan. Who cares that it's in theory Cheshvan? But at the end of the day, it's Tishri. And the weather, somehow or other, is always compatible with the month. So if it's Tishri, then you'll jolly well have Tishri weather. Says the Gemara, no. Says the Gemara, the Tispera, do you really think it's logical that Rabbonon Arav Tesamuch, question mark? Do you think that the Rabbonon really based their decision on a conversation of shepherds? That was not the determining factor. Elo, Rabbonon Achush Benayhu. They were not basing themselves on shepherds, they were basing themselves on their cheshbonos. If you remember earlier on in the Masechta, in the last parak, we learned Barichus, how it is that Chazal determined whether it should be a Shalom or Beres or not. And there are various cheshbonos that need to be made with regard to Pesach and with regard to Shavuos. Ultimately, their decision was not based on this conversation that they heard from the shepherd. What was it based on? It was based on the cheshbonos, but rather the Roye Bokor and these cattle shepherds. Istayuehu milsayu. That just confirmed their decision. But that was not the basis for their decision. It was a confirmation because, yes, it works out very nicely with the weather, but that was not the basis for their psak. And if their cheshbonos would have led them to a different conclusion, then indeed they would have made a different decision, albeit, and then the weather wouldn't have worked out. Have a look at Rashi. Rabbonon achush benayu samuch ubalav hochi. Even without the whole shepherd conversation, ma'abrinon lei, they would have made it a mu'uberes anyway. Don't think that the weather was the determining factor. Rather, the hoch over here is istayuehu mistayehu milsayim. They just supported their decision, but that was not the basis. Kloima, what does that mean? Isrami lahu mazel. They had good luck. As it were, it worked out nicely. Chashivus de'ikla ibur, the occurrence of the ibur worked out very nicely. Kamilsaihu, it worked out just like the shepherds wanted it. Very nice, good mazel. So the weather worked out neatly. But that's not the basis for the decision of Miu. But in most years, it will not follow the weather, and it'll just follow the regular months and whatever it was in theory supposed to have been. And that's the way the weather will work out. Over here, it was mazel. It was mazel that the shepherds made a determining factor, and we were going to make it a Shalom Uberes anyway, irrespective, because we had our relevant cheshbonos. And as Rashi says, it was good mazel. So therefore, we do, in the final analysis, understand the Kohen Gadol's concern. If they're going to make a Shonam Uberes, it means that Yom Kippur is going to have colder weather than normal. Why will it have colder weather than normal? Because ultimately, the weather is not compatible with the months. Rather, the weather is compatible with the month that it should, in theory, have been. And if, in theory, it was going to be Cheshvan, which is a cold season, so we absolutely understand the Kohen Gadol's concern by making a Shonam Uberes. What in theory should have been Cheshvan, in practice will now be Tishri, which means that you've brought the cold weather to Yom Kippur, and that's why he was worried.
Rebbe, when if we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, where is it so cold in October?
I'll answer that. Then global warming, Larry.
No, maybe I'm serious. You know, they're talking about all these bitter cold. Where is it even bitter cold? In Yerushalayim, it's cold. It's not bitter cold like in New York
Larry,
or.
we're not all sitting there on the beach, you know what I mean? We're here in
Yes, in Jerusalem, it can be
I
quite
mean,
cold.
okay,
Living in our
in
igloos, yeah.
January, yeah, but certainly not in October. It's so cold that the Kohen's going to be like, wow, I got to go to the mikveh. It's 80
It is
degrees.
at
I'm
night,
kind of
it's
hungry.
cold. At night, it's cold.
But we're talking about during the day on Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
maybe
We're
in the place of it, just me. Yeah.
fascinating discussion. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to continue next time. In the meanwhile, have a
Sure.
wonderful day.
You
Be well.
tonight?
Yeah.
Cold.
Sure.